Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. My guest today is the president of the Frantz Marek Performing Arts Center. Ron Legler is here to talk about what's hot on Broadway these days and what's on the way to the Hippodrome when the new season gets underway in the fall. Good afternoon, Ron. It's good to see you.
Good afternoon, Tom. Good to see you as well.
And before we start, my condolences for your loss. You were a founder of the Pulse Nightclub in Orlando. You were in Orlando for 14 years, and you went down there right after the terrible mass murder there and got to check in with your friends and family down there.
Yeah, tough times.
Very tough times.
Tough times
so
in America.
Our hearts remain with you. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on Broadway these days. There's something that some folks have come to refer to as the Hamilton effect. It won 11 Tonys. If it
Crazy.
Won one more, it would have tied the producers for an all-time record. I mean, it's an amazing thing. And how has that affected what else is going on?
It's kind of like Broadway. It's a rebirth for Broadway. We're getting new audiences, new people getting inspired by seeing that show, and that show will inspire other shows. So we're completely excited. Everyone keeps saying, when's it coming? It will definitely come to Baltimore. There's no doubt. We're already working on that. But it has just been a phenomenon that we can't quite explain.
Do you think there's a danger that it'll just dwarf everything else that people see?
No, I think, water rises to the level, and I think you're going to see other shows kind of try to get there. So I think, we're a product-driven market, and when the product's great, it only means that better tours are going to come out to our own cities.
So. Yeah, but it certainly will change, the genre of musical theater and how we think about what a musical theater piece
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
He's a young man, and we hope that we can come out with 10 more right after.
Yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda. So the Hippodrome season coming up has like 7 shows or something like that?
7 shows in the full series. But right now we like to concentrate on what we call the mini season. And it's sort of like getting your feet wet. You can pick 3 shows. We broke them up into different packages. We have a blockbuster package with Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which is just as much of a phenomenon. It's sold out every day in New York. Something Rotten and Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. A family package, if that would be better. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella is coming. Also, A Christmas Story right over the holiday. And Finding Neverland, the wonderful story with Peter Pan. And then we did a date night package. So Jersey Boys, which is the ultimate, I think, date Broadway show.
Frankie Valli.
Still
the
running
four
completely
seasons.
Strong on Broadway. Beautiful again with Carole King. And The Bodyguard, which is coming direct from the West End in London.
Yeah. And, of course, these packages are available to folks before the single tickets for the shows go on sale.
Before the individual public. So it gives you a chance to kind of see what it's like. And maybe if you like it, you can get a full season the next year. But it's affordable. It's accessible. And, it's very flexible. So one of the shows you can pick a Tuesday night, one show you can pick a Saturday night, and it can mix around each one. So it keeps it very flexible for the people that our schedules are very tight.
It's good to talk to you, Ron. Thanks so much. Ron Legler is the president of the Frantz Marek Performing Arts Center. If you're a fan of the hit Lifetime TV series Bring It, Miss D and her dancing dolls come to the Hippodrome for 2 shows tomorrow on their Bring It Live tour. You can come to wypr.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about all the shows at the Hippodrome Theater. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.